penalty change it for you?
I don't know if it's as much changed at the penalty, because I thought we were very good in the first half.
Yeah.
I think in terms of the possession that we had in the game, and I know I said it last week, you don't win games on possession, so but in terms of the possession that we did have, we didn't work our goalkeeper enough. That's a disappointing thing from it. I know goals change games, and I felt that when they scored the first goal, it did change. You know, they've been very good at looking to hit teams on the counter attack. And as I say, you start going searching for an equaliser yourself, and have to change a few things, and you know, try and find a different way with the substitutions we bring on. Try to make them as positive as we could, but yeah. We have to put it down to a bad day at the office. I think there was opportunities again to put ourselves in a really good position, but the positives from it is we find ourselves in the playoff positions, and you know, we've got a big game to look forward to now next week against Raith Rovers.
Does your away form concern you at all?
No, I said during the week that I know we've drawn a number of games away from home. It's a difficult league, you know. I think when we watched the Hearts and Inverness game last night, anybody can beat anybody in this league, and you've no given right. I'd be more concerned if we didn't play in the manner we did in the first half, but you know, it's an opportunity possibly missed today, and they've got a group of players in there that are really disappointed, along with the coaching staff, and I don't think it was a case of lack of effort or application to it, but we've been done with a sucker punch with the Queen's goal, and you know, it made it more difficult for us the second half. As I say, I thought it was in terms of the possession we had, we just didn't work the goalkeeper enough.
And there's been a couple of managers this season commenting on the state of Queen's pitch. Do you think that had anything to do with it today?
I've always said you face different challenges coming to different away grounds, and you know, I'm certainly not going to use that as an excuse today.
You made four changes, Stevie. Ewan Murray was sitting on his hand. Was he injured?
Yeah, Ewan picked up something last week in the game against Alloa, which, you know, he's wanted to play. We just felt that the position that we found ourselves and the games that we've got coming up, that it was right to leave him out today. He's got another couple of days to see where he's at, and hopefully he'll come into contention again for the Raith Rovers game.
And with Lewis Mayle collecting a red, that's even more important.
Yeah, a little bit frustrating for Lewis. I didn't think his first yellow was a yellow card. No arguments about the second one, but as I say, it's now focusing on. I'm not what to cry over spilt milk. It's looking at the positives of where we are in the league, and making sure that we use the hurt from today. You're coming down here on a day that you can turn around and say that we played well the first half, and you know, but the reality is we've come away without winning the game or taking away anything. You know, we just have to show that hurt in the performance against Raith Rovers on Friday.
It shouldn't be hard to spur on the boys as well for that game.
No, but as I say, there's at this moment in time, and rightly so, it should hurt. Because if you're going to be challenging at the top of the leagues and try to get out of the division, then, you know, we found a way last week, and probably the last half hour of the game against Alloa, that we dug in, and we found a way winning the game. Unfortunately, today, you know, we found that we didn't have answers. And as I say, it's not through lack of effort or application. It's just for the possession that we had, I think we could have worked there, keep them more.
Thank you very much.